Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitch Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
G-O-O-D to donate today.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Collins and the Cats are back at Allstate Arena this Friday when they tip off Big Ten play against the Illinois Fighting Illini at 8 p.m. To purchase tickets, go ahead and visit nusports.com.
I don't do this as a job. I do this as a profession. So I don't really worry about, quote, job security and time and all that. I mean, you know, it's obvious we're in a performance-based business. I get that part. And, you know, I'll just try to control what I can control.
That is Bears head coach John Fox addressing the media this afternoon at Hallis Hall. It is indeed a performance-based business, and Fox's performance 12-30 over the last three seasons. His team will be back at practice Wednesday. One game left in Week 12. You can hear that tonight here on The Score. Baltimore hosts Houston. That is at 6:45 this evening. Over to hockey, the Blackhawks host the Ducks tonight at the United Center. And in the NBA, Bulls practice earlier today. Niko Mirotić was our participant, first time for him practicing since being punched in the face by Bobby Portis on October 17th. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Chevy. If you're searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And Discover Card alerts you if they can find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Touchdown Bears.
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Coach. How are you doing?
Good. I need to first say that you guys clearly win the energy contest because you got a lot more energy than our media right now. So you're off to a good start this week, Chicago.
We're coming off the bye week.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Rich Campbell's brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough. Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. He is on Twitter at Rich_Campbell. He writes for the Chicago Tribune, part of their team coverage of this sad sack football team. And he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Well, Rich, it did appear with that loss and the way that looked, even though no one expected the Bears to win, something shifted in the narrative a little bit. You get the David Haw column in no uncertain terms saying it is time to fire John Fox. Questions in the post game at which he gets his hackles up a little bit, does Fox. So are we? Was that one that made any kind of material difference, or is this just driven from the outside?
I'm not quite as sure that this made as big a material difference as the Packers game. For me, the Packers game 3 games ago is so much worse.
Me too.
Because they were favored, because they were coming out of the bye week, you know, because the Packers were wounded with no Aaron Rodgers. The Bears were at home. For me, that was the one. And then what you've gotten on top of that, a close but competitive loss to the Lions. Yesterday's game, again, I think you make a good point that there's no shame in losing to the Eagles. The Eagles are going to beat better teams and route to better things. The problem was the brand of football, particularly in the first half, where you have the Bears sending on the punt team on 3rd and 17. And then they call the punt team back off, but they can't get the right personnel on the field, and they're at 10 men, and they've got to call timeout. That type of sloppiness is what pushes this forward. But I'll tell you, if you establish that as the context for this Sunday's game against the 49ers, oh my goodness, they better beat the 49ers. I mean, you better beat the 49ers to save any type of respectability and order for this team in the final month, because, like I said, no shame in losing to the Eagles. It was a sloppy game, but you better beat one of the NFL doormats, a team really that is right there with the Bears.
Rich, given the state of the offensive line and the lack of weapons, all things we've known for quite some time, does it benefit Trubisky in any way to have a new head coach just for the last few games?
Well, when you talk about the head coach, we got to understand that John's not calling plays on offense. He's not coaching Trubisky directly on quarterback mechanics and things like that. It goes to Dow Loggins and Dave Ragone, the coordinator on offense and the quarterback's coach, respectively. And so, I'm not convinced that it would make a big change. I just think, generally speaking, there is a reason to keep order over this team through the final 5 games, understanding that, change is in the offing here. And I think you could even just look past these results the last 3 weeks that we're talking about and understand that the Bears, and more specifically Ryan Pace, they're going to, he's going to act doing whatever he can to get the most out of Trubisky. So it's to your point, Barry, that whatever they decide has to be to get the most out of Trubisky. And you're not just talking about shuffling the titles on the current coaching staff with that. You're going to make that change to really try to max him out, like the Eagles have done with Carson Wentz or the Rams with Jared Goff. You're probably going outside the organization, and the time to do that will be in January. In the meantime, I think if you were considering a change, it would be because the players were no longer playing for John, or you were really interested in making Vic Fangio a coach, or considering him, and you wanted to give him some type of audition.
Where are we on that in what we're assuming as opposed to what's actually true? Because it's been very easy and sort of we casually say, yeah, just make Vic Fangio the interim coach, where maybe he wouldn't want to. Maybe he would do it as sort of a good employee and a loyal employee and say, yeah, I'll get you to the end of this season. But have we really sat down with Vic Fangio and has anybody had an even on background just to say, if this and if then, would you be willing? Do we know?
Yes. Yeah. I am almost 100% sure from my reporting that he would be willing to do it. That is not to say that he's campaigning for it or anything like that. I think Vic is eager to get that chance. And the only way he might get it is as an interim, as a stepping stone of some kind. And look, I mean, hypothetically, if you wanted to play it out, say the Bears lost to the 49ers, what a catastrophe that would be. And you'd understand if that was enough, right? If that was the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back. I think Vic would appreciate that opportunity. Maybe it doesn't change the arc of his career, and maybe there's nothing meaningful that comes out of four games playing out the string against the Bengals, Browns, Lions, and Vikings. But I do think that's an unchecked box for Vic, one that he wants to check. And if the situation were to come to that, I think he would go for it.
Do you think that's a logical option? I mean, it would be a cheap option, and they're going to have to write a check for $4 million to John Fox. I mean, do you think that's the way they go, something cheaper? Do you think they're going to be willing to go out and spend $5 or $10 million? $10 million.
You're talking about next offseason?
Yes.
It's just hard to say. I think it comes down to paying whoever they feel like can help Trubisky the best. And I do think the Bears will spend. I mean, they spent $18.5 million on Mike Glennon. So the you know, part about the frugality, being cheap with this kind of thing, I do think they'll spend as long as the ownership group is convinced that the coach will help their quarterback. And obviously, we assume at this point that the voice trumpeting or lobbying for that trust will be Ryan Pace. And Pace has the ownership group's ear, as evidenced by their renovation plans for team headquarters and the money that's going to go into that project, tens of millions of dollars, you assume. So, yeah, I think they would spend for that. And it's going to be a matter of, number one, finding a coach who can get the most out of Trubisky. But I also think it's important that we recognize another part of this, and that is they're going to have to find a coach that believes in Trubisky and that wants to attach his wagon to that cart. And if you go back to the pre-draft evaluations of Mitch, while Pace and a lot of people atop the Bears organization were 100% convinced that Mitch is going to be a very good, even special pro quarterback. Those opinions are not unanimous throughout the NFL. And so they're going to have to do their part to find a guy who believes in Mitch and then can work with him accordingly.
Speaking of Trubisky, I really being objective about evaluating him from a scouting perspective, I'm seeing steps that look backwards instead of forwards, where in the preseason, when everything was free and easy and he had a swagger about him and some of that swagger hadn't been knocked off of him yet, there was a confidence in his delivery, a consistency in his throwing platform. And now, and I know they were playing a good team yesterday, but everything looks raggedy. From the timing of his cadences to the way he's receiving the snap to the ball coming out of his hand, there are hesitations that weren't there before. And I'm worried about him developing bad habits. I just, frankly, I don't think he looks as good right now as he did before.
I think that's fair. I really do. I come back to this word in my mind, wobbly.
Yeah.
Wobbly at times. And it's hard to draw firm conclusions off that because I think it's fair. You know, I think he has to be allowed the leeway to go through these ups and downs, whatever learning experiences or growing pains that he has to. And I think if you look even as recently as the Carson Wentz example or the Jared Goff example that we've mentioned already just a few minutes ago, both of those guys had similar issues as rookies. So then it comes down to us deconstructing this whole rookie yep. season, right? How much is the offensive line? How much is it this undermanned receiving core? How much of it is Trubisky's unfamiliarity with some of the responsibilities required of him in this Bears offense as opposed to the way he was trained at North Carolina? And I think it's a difficult deconstruction, and we probably won't get a firm grasp on this until the sample size increases. But I agree with you that the eye test, given that it's all we have to go on, is something that we can trust because we do know what good quarterback play looks like, and the results do speak for themselves. And Trubisky's accuracy is fleeting at times. And to his credit, he's been open discussing some of the problems with his footwork or the inconsistencies with his footwork or reads or timing. And, you know, John Fox talked today about how receivers are part of this too, that they've got to run their routes at certain depths and at certain timing, which I believe is fair. And we need to take all of that into consideration. That's why it's difficult to deconstruct this and break it all down. But I'm with you. It goes back to this overarching philosophy that Ryan Pace had at the beginning of the season. He didn't want Mitch to play. We're seeing why. We have continuously seen why. This entire time that Trubisky has played, we've seen the flashes that encourage fans that he's eventually going to be that special player. And we've also seen the growing pains that Ryan Pace would have been the first one to predict because of Mitch's relative inexperience.
Rich, when you see Adam Shaheen miss a block on a simple run play inside because the DN fakes him as though he's going upfield, and when you see Tariq Cohen come out of a timeout and not know where to line up, what does that say to you? I know most people will just simply chalk it up to coaching. They're bad coaches. They don't know how to coach these guys. Those are really simple things. Do these guys know what they're doing?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question too. And going back to that 3rd and 17 play that I was talking about before, mm-hmm. where they had the 10 men, when they lined up with 11 men, right out of that timeout, the extra guy who came on was Cohen. And, you know, Dontrell Inman was down on the play before. He's part of their third down package. Cohen, does he have to know, hey, I'm replacing Inman. He's out. I'm in and I've got to go in here. I think it's fair to expect that, and it's fair to hold NFL players to that type of standard. You see Shaheen miss that block on the short yardage run, and you know, you say to yourself, look, it's a Division II tight end that's still a rookie. And the I think standard that you can always hold a guy to is, are you improving? Are you improving? And when a play like that happens, I think the answer is no. In that moment, there was not success. There was not noticeable improvement. So all we do is, I guess, wait for the sample size to increase and see if it happens again. But those errors are obvious, and they are throughout the team. It's a problem that the Bears have had as they have turned over the roster with young players, some of whom, you know, aren't first and second round draft picks. But then with Shaheen, in his case, he is a second-round draft pick. You need better play out of those guys. I think it's a collective failure on a play like that where the player doesn't get it right, the coach hasn't made sure the player got it right, and you have a 31-3 loss. I mean, it all adds up, and we get to see it in the final score. And, you know, as Fox says, you judge them on the results, and that's what we have to go on.
I mean, simply put, as an NFL player or as a football player, really at any level of football, shouldn't you know that on an inside run, all you have to do is just stand in front of the guy and not assume for a second that he's going upfield? If he does, who cares? He's out of the play.
Yeah, probably so. And there's probably a lot to the play that maybe we're not privy to. Maybe Mitch made a check and Shaheen didn't get the check. I mean, you know, you can't hear what's going on at the line of scrimmage, and even if you could, we don't know what the Bears' calls mean. It's worth asking Shaheen about this week as we get a chance to talk to them for sure. But I'm with you. I'm with you. It's not clean ball. It's not a hallmark of a good team, and you understand why the Bears are 3-8.
Lastly, what do we know about that shouting match that was overheard today from the press room? Apparently some players getting into it verbally in the hallway.
Yeah, I was there, and I heard what everybody else heard, and that was just what sounded to be a couple players shouting, and one player was yelling in obscenity multiple times. To me, it sounded like a frustrated group of guys that has lost 4 in a row, and that's 3-8. It didn't jump out as anything more than that. I think it highlights a couple things. And number one is that, you know, look, John Fox's reputation is built on player management, and he's got a real challenge ahead of him these 5 weeks. If players feel like he's a lame duck coach and they're not winning, he's going to have to prove that he can keep this thing together. And that's his job. And obviously the Bears have some matchups ahead of them that, if they win, it should be easier to keep it together. But if they lose, like to the 49ers, Bengals, Browns, that has the potential to get nasty. And, you know, like I said, I felt like just from hearing it that it was ordinary. It was understandable in the context of a bad 24 hours for the team. We'll have to see if it materializes into anything more. But yeah, these are the symptoms of a 4-game losing streak and being 12-31 over 3 years.
You're certain it wasn't Virginia McCaskey whacking people with an umbrella or something?
If it were, she has a deeper voice than I thought.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich.
Have a great one.
See you, Rich.
Rich Campbell brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips only at Taco Bell. All right, when we come back, this is very cool. An official statement from Firefox Corporation about the use of their logo by Bears fans expressing their desire that John Fox be fired. You saw it in the end zone. You saw the giant Firefox logo there. Well, 670 The Score has reached out and has gotten a long and too clever by half response from an actual officer. The chief marketing officer of Firefox has given The Score an official statement about how they feel about the use of their logo in this campaign to change coaches. I have that information for you next on The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Don't tell me that's professional football. Don't tell me a damn thing. What you showed out today was embarrassment. Doug, embarrassment for the city, embarrassment for the Bears, embarrassment for everybody.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Blind Barber, located on Fulton Market in Chicago.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. UCLA upset quarterback Josh Rosen last week when they fired his head coach, Jim Moore Jr., likely ensuing that he will forgo his senior season and declare for the NFL. What may be bad for the Bruins in the short term is a big win for them in the long run. On Saturday, they hired Chip Kelly to be their next head coach, and with it, they brought their long, middling program a much-needed injection of excitement. UCLA hasn't won a Pac-12 championship since 1998, and recent years haven't commanded much attention either, other than Rosen. Coach Kelly will change that immediately, whether it's with his sports science and nutrition, his high-octane offense, his hyperactive personality, or, importantly, his great collegiate success. UCLA needed a change of pace. Chip Kelly is the perfect coach to bring it. I'm Tiki Barber.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
Stop my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Get your home ready for Christmas at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, get up to 20% off major appliances, plus an extra 10% from brands like GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire. And get 18-month special financing on purchases made with your JCPenney credit card made by December 5th. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $299. Hurry, end soon. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg to get approved for a mortgage before talking with a realtor. Meet Beth and Jim. They sold their home in under a week. They had 30 days to purchase a new home. The first home they purchased had major inspection issues, so Beth and Jim quickly purchased another home, but had to close within 3 weeks, so they called Team Hochberg for a mortgage. A Team Hochberg home financing expert helped Beth and Jim secure financing and close on their new home in just over 2 weeks. Unlike most other lenders, Team Hochberg has dedicated underwriters to ensure their loans close on time. If you want to work with honest mortgage professionals who will always quote low rates and closing costs, then you need to call David and Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, NMLS 19186.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The height.
That would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor, Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers, CBS Wednesday.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
Basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app. Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now, can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I've been through a lot of seasons in this league, and there's a lot of seasons, you know, in life. This isn't ideal, but, you know, how you get stronger is how you handle situations like this.
Uh-oh, we're getting to the in-life portion of the John Fox era. You know that things are going badly when everything is needing to be put in more globalized human perspective because the Bears are bad at football.
This too shall pass.
This segment brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. So, I am impressed by the fact that it's not a assigned effort here, so I don't know if this was our Cody Westerlund or
sounds like something
Chris
Cody,
Emma.
It sounds like something Cody would do.
It does sound like something Cody would do. But he writes here that fans have turned to Mozilla Firefox, the web browser, for their unofficial logo to express frustration against John Fox. Now, the browser is spelled with one word, as opposed to Firefox. The brand logo has appeared throughout the internet alongside Bears fans' frustrations and even behind an end zone at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. While it's unclear whether the Bears' troubles have created an uptick in Firefox browser usage, the company understands the team's struggles. So this was a statement that was sent to the Score by Mozilla Chief Marketing Officer Yasha Kekas-Wolf. That's a hyphenated last name. I'm doing my best with the name. Now, I want you to count the number of Bears or Chicago-related references in this design statement, okay? This is two paragraphs. It wasn't just a little thing. This is a company that's not scared of something like this. We empathize with Bears fans who are frustrated with their team. Being unsatisfied with the internal workings of something you care about. Okay, you're keeping up here?
Yeah. You're talking about the buried references, just say, correct?
Hold on. Being unsatisfied with the internal workings of something you care about, we've been there. To release Firefox Quantum, our fastest browser ever, we had to bear down and and replace many out-of-date and underperforming components.
Mm-hmm.
While it was at times difficult, we managed to soldier on, put more weight on our big shoulders, and as a result, shipped an incredible product that sparked a huge increase in interest and downloads. We're not here to start any trouble.
Oh.
But unfortunately...
That's pretty impressive right there. That's reaching back.
But unfortunately, the logo used in the stands in Philadelphia was out of date. If any Firefox fans are planning on carrying a Firefox logo to an upcoming sporting event and sitting in a highly visible location in the stadium, please send us a note on Twitter and we'll do our best to get you on brand.
Wow.
That is just if you're a corporate communications department here, one person in the room said, don't respond. One person said, thank you for your interest. I guarantee you, I know how some of those conversations went.
Right, but there was one sports fan in the room who said, it's okay.
What's our downside?
The entire city's against him.
He's going to get fired anyway.
Yeah, you
the
got
entire city's against
here.
Him. And what's our downside? We're getting all this free advertising out of it. We can get a little bit more because some jamoke on sports radio is going to talk about it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Collins and the Cats back at Allstate Arena this Friday when they tip off Big Ten play against the Illinois Fighting Illini at 8 p.m. To purchase tickets, please visit nusports.com.
We are what we are.
Bad.
And we have five games remaining, and what that final record is, that'll be our season record. So right now we're 3-8. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's... I don't know. That's the only way I know how to explain it.
The always candid Bears head coach John Fox addressing the media today, a day after being embarrassed by the Eagles. Tomorrow an off day for the Bears. Then they'll be back to work Wednesday to prepare for the 49ers. Monday Night Football this evening features the Texans and Ravens. You can hear that here on the Score at 6:45. Over to hockey, the Blackhawks host the Anaheim Ducks tonight at the United Center. First meeting of the year between these two teams. And the Bulls practice today. Nico Mirotic was a participant, his first time practicing with the team since his altercation with Bobby Portis last month. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Meijer. Get into the holiday spirit right now at Meijer. 10 for 10 is back. Mix and match 10 items across the store for $10 and get an 11th item free. M-Perks members save 15% more on all general merchandise, apparel, and shoes. Find more holiday deals at Meijer.com. And MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by your local GEICO agent, Tim Calcagno, at 630-671-0600. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
And over the middle. Michael Roan, the Bears have it. Michael Roan, the rookie out of Wisconsin, making his very first NFL start, fumbles the football, and it is Theory who comes up with it.
That's his second fumble recovery, John Theory, for the Chicago Bears.
First it was Rashawn Salaam committing suicide, and then 46-year-old John Theory, who died reportedly of a massive heart attack, and I was here his entire Bears career covering him, and very, very, very nice guy. Very quiet, but just a sweet kid. And I won't claim to know him well, but there were a couple of stories Well, there was one story in which I remember he probably had the wisest words. And there's another time, one of my favorite John Theory stories is he was in the weight room at Platteville. It was off where we used to play basketball in the gym. And he was full workout, you know, full lifting. And he comes walking out, and he's drenched in sweat, and he's been doing the full program. And he motions over for the basketball. He's wearing flip-flops, okay? And bouncing the basketball, he slowly just kind of walking dribbles over underneath the basket, and he's on the baseline looking up. And he jumps off 2 feet, rubs the ball against the backboard, and then dunks it behind his head with two hands, and then knocks the ball back and goes walking on his way, doesn't say a word. It's just one of those things like, oh, yeah, professional athlete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember.
We'll go back to our game now.
I'm not sure if you remember. There was another story that came up. I think it was in 97. It was the Curtis Enos year. It was the year there was a guy there named Greg Festi who was with the Champions for Christ. And there was a big group of Pentecostal worshipers among the Bears. And Greg Festi's group was a part of this, and they were having, like, at the team facility, they were having religious music being played and chanting, and supposedly there were stories of speaking in tongues, like everything short of snake handling that was going on. And it got really weird. And there was a group of people there. They had a defensive end named Mark Thomas, who was part of this. There was a guy named Greg, was it Huntington or Hutchinson? Who was a guy who was, he kept trying to give me books about Pentecostal Christianity. You know, read this. I'm trying to save your soul. Like, look, I'm just trying to do a story here and go home to, and he's like, no, you have to read this book because you're going to go to hell. And we're like, look, this has got to stop.
And you said, it doesn't matter. I'm going anyway.
Right. But we just said, look, this sort of thing. And it was getting weird. And then there were some stories about what was going on. And the players are getting asked questions. And a lot of players wanted nothing to do with it. And John Theory didn't say much. But all John Theory said multiple times, and this was as much a critique of his sort of radicalized evangelizing, proselytizing teammates as it was anything else. And I didn't make as much of it at the time, but he was clearly frustrated. And he said something to me, my recorder was not on. And he said something to me, and he said, I was raised that a person's relationship with God is between that person and their God. And I said, okay. And I kind of realized what he was saying. And he was creeped out by a lot of what was going on. And he said, a person's relationship with their God is between that person and their God. And I said, do you mean, and not other people? And he kind of gave me this look, like, look around. Look around what's going on in here. And I did not forget that. Because he didn't say much. And he didn't make a point of wanting to say something to somebody very often. But that was memorable to me.
That was still the Wanstead era?
Hmm? Remember, they traded. Well, he was the first. He was a first-round pick. There was all sorts of stuff going on because Wanstead envisioned him as his Charles Haley. He was trying to recreate the Dallas Cowboys, and he was so excited about John Theory. Oh, now we got Charles Haley. We got our Charles Haley. And I kind of thought he doesn't have that. He's a great athlete. He was one of the first combine warriors that impressed everybody with the height, weight, speed, the ratio stuff, and the drills and everything. And again, small college. What does he know? Did he have instincts? Could he play football instinctively? And the answer was not as well as you kind of wanted him to. But it's too bad. I don't know if football contributed to any of the problems that he had or any of the ancillary issues with football, but it sucks to lose a guy that's 46 years old.
It's crazy. I sort of went through a weird period a couple of years ago when the Cubs lost 3/5 of a rotation with Jeremy Gonzalez and then Frankie Castillo drowning and Kevin Foster all in a period of a couple of years there. It's an odd thing, especially when they're good guys And, you know, you don't claim to have known them that well, but when they're good guys, it does take you back a bit. It does throw you a bit, too.
Yeah, I mean, just so young.
Yeah.
That's really what you hate. And he had been in town recently for something, and it's just they're it's hard when you're hearkening back to an era that just didn't have a whole lot of good memories attached to it.
Yeah.
There's no glory. There's no glory for anybody involved. So you're not quite sure why, other than these guys giving a lot of their good health away for apparently not much good reason. And then you see somebody's life taken at that age. It just, it sucks. We have Lawrence Holmes, who is going to be joining us for some transition in a little bit. Barry Rosner has been in for Jason Goff today, hoping to get Jason back off the illness list for tomorrow's show. It's going to be a fun Giving Tuesday, by the way. We're going to do some good things. Every year, the listenership of the afternoon show has done a lot of things for kids with cancer and leukemia, and it's going to be very, very easy. Just a couple of clicks of a mouse or a keyboard, and I'm very excited about what I think we're going to be able to get done tomorrow. So I am looking forward to that. We are broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. The Bernstein and Goff Show with Barry Rosner sitting in. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on the Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problem.
Then what's here? I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Mesh Fair.
Last day, the final day of Mattress Firm Sleep Giving Sale. You get one more chance. Do not miss this opportunity to take advantage of the Sleep Giving Sale for the first time ever. It's a free adjustable base, a value of $1,198. Free. When you spend just $500 on a mattress, the offer ends today. You can get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress for as low as $399. How about a $99 queen mattress? That sound good? Yeah, they're on sale at Mattress Firm Sleep Giving Sale, and 0% APR for 6 years during the Sleep Giving Sale that ends today. There's deals running through Cyber Monday. You can visit mattressfirm.com for more information, but this is your chance, your last chance to get in on the best opportunity yet to improve your life, improve your sleep, and get a free adjustable base. It's the Sleep Giving Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election?
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion if you're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Now is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings on remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be priced at which vehicle sold in trade area. Offer good through 11/30/17. See dealer for details.
Get your home ready for Christmas at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, get up to 20% off major appliances, plus an extra 10% from brands like GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire. And get 18 months special financing on purchases made with your JCPenney credit card made by December 5th. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $299. Hurry, and soon. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out. Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Wings Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a home!
Ooh, give me some bongos, Tammy. This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Transition brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Hello, Lawrence Holmes. What are you guys doing with your
pictures? We're showing pictures of each other when we were younger. And Tanny is playing...
Because of what happened on TV, right?
Yes, because of my viral video. Spice Adams put it on Instagram.
Right.
It's now been seen like 60,000 times. It's like 60,000
views. Did it break out naturally?
Yes. So here's what happened. If you don't know, yesterday, I have the video on my Instagram, at Lawrence W. Holmes. Yesterday, while we're getting ready to toss to J.J. Stankovic, who is our reporter on site, we do a hit with him every pregame. And the producers were like, man, the music's really loud. And they said, do you guys want to keep going? Do you want to have some fun with it? I said, well, how loud is it? He said, well, it's going to be loud enough for you to hear on the air, clearly. And I said, as long as he can hear us, let's go for it. So they played It Takes Two by Rob Bass.
And DJ Easy Rock. Give yes. him the credit he deserves also.
They played Public Service Announcement by Jay-Z. This was all during the time that JJ was on the air. So when we would toss to JJ, while he was talking, I'd be dancing in my chair.
You're the new Matt Rotewald.
Apparently. Better dancer, though, and much better looking.
Wow, a belly laugh from over. I've heard that through the glass.
Yeah, but he was actually doing
dance routines.
Did I say
something bad?
No. Well, he was doing like dance routines, right? Like on Friday.
Yeah, choreographed stuff, yeah.
So then they played Apache by the Sugar Hill Gang, which is the name of the song that you just heard coming in. Mm-hmm. And so I did the dance. Most people who have seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, there's a dance that goes along with it. So I did it. And then at the end of it, I apologized to JJ. I said, look, we weren't trying to mess you up or mess with you. We were listening to what you were saying, but I wasn't the only one. Even Jim Miller was dancing a little bit while this was going on.
Wow.
We've got a fun crew.
They got that at the Seismology Institute.
Wow, that's just mean. So we had
can't move all that well now because he didn't move all that well then.
Barry is chair dancing. We weren't like up, but it's chair dancing. So the video is up on my Instagram. You can check it out. And at the end of it, JJ, once we toss it back to him, he like starts dancing too. So it was just kind of a fun moment. And I'm glad that it was captured and sent out and that people were really enjoying it. But I knew that I was like, man, I'm getting a lot of followers on Instagram.
Yeah, the
today.
Point is that just talking about the Bears isn't enough. Regardless of, any other art you want, whether it's interpretive dance or origami.
Wanted to sing and dance today. I said, no.
It needs something because we're at that tipping point. We're at the tipping point of like 25,000 no-shows.
Well, I think that that's possible for the Cleveland game.
I'm interested to see what happens if Garoppolo gets a start on Sunday. I would imagine he will, because I don't think that Beathard's going to be.
Didn't look good.
No, it didn't look like. And I know, get him out there and see what he can do. If you're San Francisco, you need
what
to kind of.
What are you waiting for?
I'm not sure. And he was clearly the best quarterback yesterday.
In two plays.
Yeah, he drives him down the field. It's tough. It's tough because where we're at with the Bears right now is you're talking about big picture stuff. The stat that I like to throw out, and it'll be this way until John Fox gets another win. Mark Trestman, more wins in 2 years than John Fox in almost three.
It applies to Ryan Pace as well.
It absolutely does,
in my
Barry.
World, Phil Emery was 23-20, and he was already fired. Ryan Pace is 12-31.
I am with you on that.
If I were a Bear fan, I would resent the continuing changing of the narrative and the new sale. There's a new sale every few months. First it was, we got the best, Virginia's angry, and we got the best people we could possibly find. And then it was the John Fox turnaround in year two. He always does that in year two. And then before the season this year, and you and I talked about it, there was a lot of hope going in this year, a lot of optimism, which I did not understand.
Well, let's be specific, Ryan Pace specific. I'm so excited. He used the word excited multiple times.
And it's going to be a much better year, and they might make the playoffs this year. And then it was, then it's all about Mitch Trubisky, and now everything going forward will be all about Mitch. It's just a constant changing of the narrative and a new sale. We're selling hope. Every year we're selling hope. And if I were a Bear fan, I'd resent it.
I can understand why Bears fans are hot about it, and something I want to discuss with them tonight. But yes, when it comes to Pace, I think that he's already been given too much credit when it comes to his draft picks, especially considering some of these guys have gone backwards, like Cody White here. It's gone backwards this year. Now, there's reasons for that.
Aronis Grassou can't play.
He can't play at all. And let's talk about the guys that he drafted this year. I get that people are excited about Trubisky. The thing that my issue with Trubisky is not the guy. Like, if you scout the player, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm interested. He's got some tools. He's got an arm. He can rip it a little bit. He's definitely mobile. What has always bothered me, and it bothered me on draft day, how was it that you thought he was that much better than Watson or Mahomes? That it was worth it to you to trade away picks instead of being happy with whomever was going to be available at number three, and it's quite possible that the quarterback you wanted.
Yeah, you got played anyway.
But again, let's say that that's not the case.
Okay. Don't forget, that includes this year's draft class. This chock full of quarterbacks, too.
Absolutely. But you thought he was that much better, that it was worth it to you to trade picks and say he's so much better than Watson, so much better than Mahomes, that we have to make this jump, that you wouldn't have been happy with Watson or Mahomes at number three, or Trubisky, because he probably would have been there at three. Then you start looking at Ryan Pace's free agency signings.
Bad.
It's from day one, his free agency signings have been bad.
I got to say, Lawrence, I'm as baffled, I think, as I've ever been by the way a GM has been separated from his coach. I don't know that I've ever seen it, and I got to say, I don't understand it.
I think that some of that, Barry, is strategic on Pace's part.
Well, he's done a really good job of ingratiating himself with the right people in Lake Forest, I guess, because he doesn't seem to be part of this conversation, and I do not understand it.
So we'll discuss that. We'll take some phone calls from, I'm sure, some angry people about the Bears. Have a little fun on the show tonight as well before we turn it over to Monday Night Football.
Thank you to our guests today, Zach Zaidman, Eric Edholm, and Rich Campbell, everybody who participated in yet another signature Bernstein and Goff Bears Monday. Look forward to tomorrow. We're going to do our usual football stuff. We got Matt Miller talking about the draft and some college stuff. Adam Kramer with the full college weekend and the radical changes to what this playoff structure might look like. And then Hub is going to be ours at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Barry, thank you for sitting in also.
My pleasure.
Thank our producers, Shane Reardon.
Snap a little low, but it's down. The kick from Dawson is up. Does it have the leg? It does, and it's good! 1 second left, and the Cardinals lead it 27-24.
The old guy drilled it, baby! Yeah! You gotta be kidding me! Phil Dawson! Ice water in the veins, baby!
Oh, Lord.
The worst.
Oh. Even if you're doing a bit, it's a bad bit.
He's not. That's how he sounds. Wow. On his talk show, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Touchdown, Titans, Delaney Walker.
And he's burping the baby. I love these celebrations.
I'm going to go with CPR. I think he was doing CPR.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to bring some life back.
If that's what you think burping a baby is...
I don't think that's how you should burp a baby.
No.
The
baby rests on your shoulder, and you just lightly and repeatedly pat the baby's back. You don't do multiple compressions on the xiphoid process.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Or slightly above the xiphoid process. Don't at me.
At Dan.
Our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Okay, but I'm talking about they were at least a bright spot. Okay.
I think everybody involved is better off if we're kind of done here, if that's okay with you.
Okay, Dan, you've been an inspiration to us all.
That guy was just bizarre today. That was a very, very strange call. But hey,
I think he speaks for us all, okay, though, Dan, in saying you've been an inspiration.
Dan, you've been an inspiration to us all.
It's true.
Nah. Okay, keep it here for Lawrence Holmes. He's got all sorts of stuff for you. And then it's going to be the Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens right here. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully Jason will be back too. And we got a bunch of stuff. We'll branch out from mostly Bears into many more other things. Have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Okay, Dan, you've been an inspiration to us all.
You know, like I said, I've been pleased with the room. I was even excited to watch the room.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holiday deals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Hurry to Macy's Black Friday for incredible furniture and mattress super buys. Get a Certepedic plush queen mattress for just $136. Our Astro sofa, $499. The Avondale queen bed, $399. Plus free white glove delivery and setup on any mattress purchase of $787 or more. Shop in store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
This week, in the history of sports.
Cowhide, rather than just horsehide, was used to make baseballs this week in 1974. This week in 1977, the NFL had its 5,000th game. Joe Montana of the 49ers completed an NFL record 22 consecutive passes this week in 1987. This week in 1991 had the first world championship of women's soccer. And this week in 1997, Golden State Warrior guard Latrell Sprewell's 4-year, $32 million contract was terminated for attacking his coach.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed.